So, yes, I am here with all of you on Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium, and we're going to be sharing some wonderful information with you today. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to be joined by Kevin Nathaniel, and he's going to be talking about a concert coming up very soon at the Open Center, World Traditions Music Concerts, and it's a series of evening concerts and dialogues celebrating the vast array of music from around the world. And he has actually an event coming, Afro-Brazilian Sounds, a guitar and Imbiro duet concert.
Thank you.
I'm really excited for all of you who are tuned in today, because I am going to tell you about work that I'm doing with the Open Center starting next week. And those of you who know me as Catherine Davis, host of Heart of Mind, are going to learn that some of the work that I do in the world is that of a Qigong practitioner and teacher, as well as a healer using various energy systems. So, welcome, Araceli. Tell us a little bit about the Open Center.
Well, I mean, the Open Center has been in existence for about 36, 37 years now. We're in the middle of the 37th year. It is based on the holistic centers around the country. I would consider it the largest urban center. The majority of all of them are really the large ones, but they're retreat centers. And we went up in March to go completely online, and we have been full on since then. So we're very happy about that, of course. And we're reaching a fairly good international audience now. It's gone up about maybe 20%. So also another plus, because the work we do as far as presenting alternative thought to, I would consider, mainstream society, is our mission, and how we present ourselves and all our pioneering presenters, I would say. And that's just a short, I would say, synopsis of what we do. But definitely, you could always go at our www.opencenter.org and look us up and read further.
Excellent. And I had done a number of programs with the Open Center a few years ago, teaching different things, including making sacred altars, portable altars, and teaching various Qigong courses. And Araceli did invite me to do something starting this month in February. And February being Black History Month, such as it is a really good time to think about what we can do with regard to our health. And I'm also very concerned about the health of my family members and the larger community. I've had some personal losses with regard to the COVID-19 virus. Very close family members and people who are working through the process of healing right now. And a lot of people in my own family have not really paid attention to the kind of work that I do. So often our family members are like, ah, yeah, I remember you. You were the health nut when you were a kid, talking to us about, you know, not eating meat and all these things that nobody really paid attention to. So it's difficult sometimes to communicate in a way with your family that they don't think of you as that little kid they knew you of.
Well.
Or yeah. As, yeah. So, but the work that I'm doing, I think, is vital and very important for our community. So I'm looking forward to being able to share it with the broader community.
Well, I would think so, Kathy, because the Open Center really relies on bringing in some of the best people in the country and the world. So you are part of that roster of people. And I just want to make sure that people understand some of your background. You basically have had 29 years of experience as a Qigong master and really a teacher and facilitator, also of meditation and energy healing systems. And you've been certified by the Oregon College of Oriental Medicine. So, and the best thing about you is that you took this so seriously, you did not only just study in the United States, you went to mainland China, which I can say not everybody has the opportunity to do something like that. You also do train in other types of energy fields, which there's a long list of, to do with Qigong healing techniques, energy, physiology, again, I don't know how to pronounce that, by the way, shamanic healing in the Toltec tradition, Cherokee-based Sandlin technique. And you have been working at the Open Center over the years, and you have classes at Studio Maya in Brooklyn. Also, you've been part of the Shift Network of the Qigong Global Summit. And you have a new book coming out this year, Karen, which is Harness the Natural Rhythms of Life. So we look forward to seeing that. Now, of course, you're on the air right now at WBAI with Heart of Mind. And also, you're on Progressive Radio Network, PRN-FM. So your one of your websites is Catherine.one. That's O-N-E. But I wanted to get that across, and also that the upcoming class you're going to be having coming up soon is called Qigong Self-Care to Revitalize and Reconnect, How to Reduce Anxiety, Detox, Build Immunity, and Boost Your Health. Now, what I wanted to ask you more about is, first of all, the word Qigong has become kind of generic in certain worlds, and I wanted to ask you something about what exactly is it? Because if you're teaching breathing, I always thought of it as different forms of breathing into different parts of the body that you're helping when you're teaching the different routines, if you want to approach something, or is I need you to explain that to me more.
I'd be happy to. Qigong actually is a modern name for the practice and was created when Tai Chi and other forms of martial arts started to become popular in the United States and in English-speaking countries. And back in China, they wanted to have a name that would be easy for people to grasp, so they named it Qigong. Qi is, though it's spelled Qi in this case, is the energy that flows through your body. And Gong is the working of energy, or the cultivation of energy, is what Qigong means. But it really comes out of the tradition of Taoyin movements, which is, if you think of the yin and yang, and that representing the energies, the lighter swirl represents the yang or the outer, the inner swirl represents the yin or the inner. So one could think of the martial arts as being an outer exercise, and Qigong as an inner exercise. So the martial arts are talking using the principles through interactions in the world, and the Qigong is using the same principles to regulate the internal function of your body systems. So that's the general idea of it. But the practice itself is about bringing our awareness to be able to modulate and open up and clear and heal what may be going inside of our body. The Qigong, as I teach it, is very much connected to traditional Chinese medicine, so that we have where there's an awareness of how the meridians flow, how the channels flow, how where the energy is centered, and how to cultivate and build that energy. Plus, we learn how to reduce stagnation and eliminate it from our body. So it's a way of helping to energetically regulate what's happening to our organs and what's happening to the circulation, the hormones and the hormonal balance. So it's a way of regulating and healing the physical body through regulating the energetic flow.
And I'm going to say now how I heard that. And that is, when you talk about meridians, basically, I just had my own little experience where my limb, one of my muscles by my knee kind of blew up overnight. And I didn't understand that. And they told me that's the meridian. So let's talk about meridians as honestly being painful, that you feel pain, at least in that area when it's not, when it maybe the energy you said is stagnant. And then in physical reality, it could be pain. So there's what I wanted to ask you more about was during COVID time, people are home, you're not going out, maybe you're lying down or sitting down a lot. You become more sluggish. You have less fresh air. You start getting into bad habits, and it's affecting your immune system. So basically, if you're applying these routines that you're going to be teaching, which are fairly simple, I think, if you could tell us, because basically, if we're building up our immune system little by little, you've done 29 years, and most people are going to go, well, I don't know, is it going to take me 29 years to get all this? Or is it something where you start to say, well, I've been doing this 10 minutes a day, you know, this particular exercise, and I'm not feeling as sluggish anymore, and it's beginning to kick in. I mean, if you could talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a good portion of my time teaching, I taught on the community level. So I had a program at the Riverside Church for 19 years, and I would teach, listeners might remember that, would come in and do the class, parishioners would come in, and they had a homeless community there at the time, so the homeless people would come in. And so I would work with people where they are and provide them with really basic, simple movements, routines, meditations that they could do by remembering them. So it's really important that the exercise can be grasped and remembered. So it's not about teaching some long Tai Chi routine. It's about teaching, if you have, say, for instance, swelling in the ankles, there's a specific thing you can do to move that circulation. If you have problems with digestion, there's a certain massage technique that you can use to improve digestion. If you have congestion in the lungs, there are simple techniques you can use to clear the congestion in the lungs. So I'm not asking people to know what points to tap in order to clear the lungs. The routine will just direct you to tap into the right point.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it works. So the routines themselves are ancient, and they're some of them are Taoist practices, Buddhist practices. Some of them are based on traditional Chinese medicine, but they're little routines that you can do in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, depending on what you want to apply, how much of your time and attention you want to give it. But the routines themselves are very simple. And one of the reasons I'm creating this program the way I did, because it's really meant to help people go through a path of healing. So as part of the program, they're going to get people who register for the full program will get a meditation to help them sleep, because part of being well is to be able to sleep. So everyone gets that as a download. Everyone will get, every week they get a PDF document of the exercises that we've done, so that if they want to go back and read, oh, well, this is impacting this acupoint, which is opening the lungs, so that they'll have the background in print, and they can have a description of the exercise, so that if they want to continue with it, they'll have that background information.
But they'll also have the video showing every week with the Open Center, because they'll be able to click into the video to see what they did in that first class, and then in the second class, and just keep
working
with it.
They'll be able to go back and review as they go forward. So it's designed in such a way that we work with different systems in the body, and I teach these different systems. And then ultimately, towards the end of the class, people can pick out the pieces that they need. So if a person has detoxification in the liver, they might want to keep the liver cleanse.
Yes.
If people have issues with high blood pressure, they're going to want to know how to, you know, move the energy out of the head, and we put it into the earth, cool it down, and recirculate. So there's specific routines for specific needs. Everyone will learn the routines, but as they go forward, they won't need it all. They can choose the one or the two or the three things that they can do on a regular basis to actually have an impact on that condition. So it really is, it teaches the lessons of how to do them and provides the tools for people to actually build their healing routines going forward.
Well, I mean, what I really, really, really love about this is that you're basically interrupting something that most people don't have the keys, I would say, to interrupt, and that is this. If you let a lot of these symptoms continue on for years, basically they will turn into something highly serious or deadly.
Well, even in the case of COVID, what we have heard is that people with comorbidities are the ones who have the deepest challenge with the virus.
That's right.
So if you have heart conditions, if you have lung conditions, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, and another big one is stress. Stress is a big factor. So if you're living with these conditions, that makes you more vulnerable. Not only to the virus, but to coming to a more damaging level of the diseased state. So we can have heart disease and it not be serious, but if we don't address it, ultimately you could lose your life due to a heart attack or
Well,
clogging of the
that, or it
valves.
develops into cancer as well. Or now they're doing these immunity drugs that have to do with, oh, we'll raise your immunity, of course, 5,000 side effects, but you to prevent shingles. And the fact is, as you get older, it's thought that your immunity does go down. With something like this, you can actually stay at a certain level, so you're able to manage.
Yeah, you stay at a certain level and you de-age, really. It was really interesting. I used to work more full time at the radio station, and of course, just not doing that has de-aged me. But I think that over the last 5 years, I've become more since I was able to eliminate that level of stress, which is key to getting well, and really focus on doing the exercises. I think that I probably have lost 10 years in terms of how much energy I have, what I'm able to do, how much clearer my thoughts are and my mind is working. I just feel so much better by dedicating the time to doing the energy work. And I see the same thing happening with my students, the people who come to the classes. Either at the Open Center or online at Studio Maya, I see them dealing with things. So someone might come in and say, "Oh, I'm having a problem with my knees," and one class is not going to change that. But over a series of repetitions of learning these exercises and doing them, that pain disappears. The swelling in the ankles will disappear. The stiffness in the spine will disappear. So there needs to be some level of commitment on behalf of the people who are doing it
I don't think it's a very high level, but it's like you're
it's
doing
not.
10 minutes a day or 15.
Well, in a way, it's like brushing your teeth. And
Well, you
there are
have to.
routines that take about as much time, to brush your teeth, wash your face. There are things you want to do before you leave the house.
Right.
And this is these are one of the things that you can add to your routine. You can do 3 minutes in the day, in the morning. You can do 5 minutes at night, or maybe during your lunch breaks, you can take a break and do things. And there are mechanisms that we can use to reduce our stress and allow us just to be able to cope better as we move through the day. So they're easy to learn, easy to execute. We just need to have this knowledge reintegrated back into our means of self-care. It's really important for us to do.
We're doing a basic good self-care clinic here, and I just want to point out you're going to be doing breath meditations. You're building core strength in the immunity. You're doing things that have to do with mind calming, heart soothing, and also very important to me has to do with things like focus on the physical and emotional detox, which has to do with fear and any other kind of thing that's going on that affecting you, because that usually is what goes into and develops into something physical. So,
The mind, toxic thinking and fear and really hot emotions impact the function of our body. And what we're going to learn is how to, like combing your hair, comb that stuff out, because the world is stressful. We just don't want to get entangled within it. We need to comb it out, clear it out. And also part of the work is to how to build energy, how to gather from nature to build our own strength, to fortify, sustain us, and keep us grounded so that we don't end up, you know, falling for anything. And
I can assume that over your lifetime, this has helped you greatly with your own situations and health problems. Of course, you said that.
Absolutely, yeah. That's true. And very, very early on, when I first started studying, I was not remotely healthy. And I was going through some stressful experiences in my personal life, in my work life, in relationships. Everything was coming to kind of a head. And I literally found myself what I would characterize now as like a pre-stroke condition. My whole side of my system, my body started breaking down. I was outside. And I just immediately sat down on the sidewalk. And with my awareness, with my mind, rotated the energy through the systems of my body. And within a fair amount of time, not too long, not too short, everything, I was able to bring it all back. And I could get up and walk and move around, and I was fine again. So it can literally be used as a first aid. But the idea is to not get into that state in the first place.
Right. That we all do anyway.
But well, because life is crazy and the world is crazy.
I know, right?
But these are tools. These are the tools that can help us to save our lives, help other people that we know, and build in those systems that will keep us from having those comorbidities that make us, that put our lives in danger.
Okay,
we can deal with it naturally.
Well, I'm going to be wrapping this up for you because, I just want to say that you're going to have a free introductory evening on Friday the 16th at 7 p.m. And then the series will contain four sessions. They're each about an hour and 15 minutes, starting on Tuesdays. And it starts on February 12th, goes through March 16th, 7 to 8:15. So definitely call the Open Center at 212-219-2527, extension 0. And of course, the majority of registrations are happening online, so www.opencenter.org, and just check out Kathy's class. The whole write-up is there. Sign up, come and visit. You'll love it, really.
I do hope all of you at least check it out and come to the free intro. And for those of you who can, dive in. It's a lifesaver. And we're being joined right now by someone very special. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I'm so happy to see you here today. And you're a very special human being. You're a musician, but you're a healer. You heal through the sound of the instruments, through the sound of your voice. And I'm really excited to hear that you are also going to be presenting tonight at the Open Center. I'm definitely going to be tuning into it, and I'm hoping all of our listeners will as well. Araceli, why don't you tell us about the program?
Sure. I mean, of course, he can do that the best, but it's called Afro-Brazilian Sounds, a Guitar and Mbira Duet Concert tonight. And that is with Tomas Rodriguez and, of course, Kevin Nathaniel. It starts at 7:30. Again, just go to the Open Center. WBAI members also remember, for both Kathy and for Nathaniel here, do get the WBAI, our members price. So make sure you put in WBAI when you go online. But I want Kevin to discuss more of how this is going to happen tonight.
Exactly. Please.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Catherine and Noe. Tonight, we're going to have a concert with Tomas Rodriguez on guitar and myself on mbira. We've worked together for years and years and years. Tomas is a really exceptional guitarist. He's really brilliant flamenco guitarist. And as a result of being a brilliant flamenco guitarist, he's very much in touch with some of the other African guitar stylings, too. I've been playing mbira for decades. And so we're going to blend the two, say, rivers of information tonight. We've been doing it for years already, so we've got a repertoire ourselves between guitar and mbira music. And we really look forward to bringing that repertoire to the people out there.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this is just the start tonight. It is a series of four concerts that Kevin has put together for us. Beautiful world traditions. And of course, the next one is going to be next Friday. It's called Xylophone Bala Concert and Dialogue, The Keeper of the Torch of West African Music, which is Famoro Diabate. And of course, the host is going to be Kevin. The third one is going to be with Bear Fox, and she is going to be doing Healing Songs of a Mohawk, Native Tradition. That's February 26th, and that starts at 7 p.m. And then the last one in the series is Classical Indian Sounds and Soul and Jazz and R&B Concert with Rupa Mahadevan. So, Kevin, why don't you tell us a little bit more of those that are upcoming as well?
Yeah, those are really some exciting concerts. The one the following Friday with Famoro Diabate. He is actually among the very few keepers of the Jeli Griot tradition of bala playing. He comes from the a family that goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, passing down this instrument and the music and tradition from father, parent to child, parent to child. And he is one of the few really keepers of the tradition among bala players on this planet. And bala means in West Africa xylophone. Bala is, of course, a name that existed before xylophone too. But he among bala players is in the ranks of only maybe two or three bala players in the world who play on the level that he plays at. So it's not bragging to for me to say he's the greatest bala in the player in the world. It's not at all a
Wow.
bragging statement. It's great, and he actually surprisingly lives here in the United States. He's been living here for a while because it was literally the place for him to come to be able to engage with other artists and be able to expand, you know.
Especially in New
So
York.
yes. Yeah. So it's really exciting to be able to bring Famoro Diabate. You know, a lot of people don't really know what a bala is or don't really know what the music is about. I encourage you to please check it out. You'll be very amazed at the sound. And the following and then after that is Bear Fox, who is a Mohawk singer. She sings these beautiful Native American songs, and when you hear the songs, you'll be touched by this immense sort of infinite healing wisdom of Native American tradition. The songs have within them that sensibility, and as I said, you'll feel something infinite coming through. And she has such beautiful lyrical quality with her voice.
Well, I
Please.
think she's translated them right into English, which is rarely done. So it's brought a whole new audience to the
Yes.
world of native singing.
This is
Yes.
really wonderful. I'm so excited. What is the name of the whole program again?
It's world traditions, world music. If you go to the Open Center website and actually just put in Kevin Nathaniel, the whole series comes up.
Can one register for the whole series at one time?
I think we are planning to do that. And definitely, again, WBAI listeners, just put in WBAI. You'll get our members' price for the series, or you can go individually, of course.
Which is great, which is great. And I had was really hoping, Kevin, that you could give us a little bit of music so that people can hear some of what you do.
Oh, wait. Oh, we're gonna do this. I just wanted to hear about the last person.
Oh, did I
Oh
miss
yeah.
someone? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Go
we
ahead.
did. We missed the
Okay.
last person, and that will be the March 5th in celebration of Women's History. That will be Rupa Mahadevan. And Rupa is a brilliant Indian classical singer. If you hear her, you'll again be amazed at the beauty of the sound, the intricacy of the really subtle intervals that she's singing, and the beautiful rhythms that are flowing through her voice. So please come to that, Rupa
Yeah,
Mahadevan.
because she is singing something that's called Carnatic tradition, which is South Indian classical. She truly believes in reviving classical music, because it has to do also with living traditions for her, and bringing that back to, in other words, heal us today. Also, she does a lot of crossover work with soul and jazz and R&B, so a few snippets of that as well will be included in that concert.
Well, this is like unbelievable opportunity for all of us that we don't usually have access to all of this amazing
No, not this
richness of
series.
cultural music. So this is very, very special,
It's a
and
beautiful
we should
series.
everyone should take advantage by registering and really taking it in. And what are we doing? No, so many people are stuck at home doing nothing, bored. Not having a good time, and this is everyone's opportunity to really expand their experience through this whole series. I love it. I love it. So, is this a good time now to ask you to play a little something for us, Kevin?
Yes, thank you. Someone asked me what I would like to see. I'd like to see the people live in peaceful, happy, free. Come together, talk about ecology, and dream a dream about how beautiful this world could be. Dream a dream about how beautiful this planet could be, with all kind of flowers and roses growing in between. This planet be such a beautiful, wild, magical scene. Let's come together with a vision for healing of the world. And we be dreaming about healing for the world. Yeah, we be vibing on our healing for the world. Come together for healing for the world. Chant healing for the world in your heart. A healing for the world. Hey, a healing for the world. We need a healing for the world. Ooh, a healing for the world. We're talking about a healing for the world. Ooh, a healing for the world. We need a healing for the world. Hey, a healing for the world. Healing for the world.
Thank you.
That was lovely. Such a beautiful meditation through music. And we all know how vibration and tone and sound is a healing balm. It not only heals the body, it heals the soul. So that was really beautiful. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you,
Kevin, you're going
Kelly.
to be accompanied by Thomas as well with the classical guitar.
Yes, with the classical flamenco guitar style
All right.
that
All right. That's tonight,
he plays. Yes.
starting at
Yes.
7:30.
Tonight at 7:30, so you won't want to miss that. Go to opencenter.org and you can register for this fabulous event. And you could also register for the self-healing program that I'm starting next Tuesday. So there's a lot going on at the Open Center. And remember, the Open Center is a partner with WBAI in that we care about each other's organizations, and they have allowed us and all of our listeners to register for their programs at their membership level. So you save a little bit when you do it that way because of this history that WBAI has had with the Open Center. So that is really, really cool. And we have a few minutes left. And so I would like maybe Araceli, I think one of the things that I really appreciate about what you've done historically at the Open Center is to bring in more diverse cultural people, classes. I know I met Sergio Magana through you, the Toltec Wisdom. So can you speak to why it's important for organizations such as the Open Center, but also WBAI, to expand into the cultural wisdoms of the world?
I mean, first of all, for me, it's the most fun. Especially when you travel and you go through the world, you see different groups. Each one of them, as Kevin says, speaks to your heart. You find a common root that connects you together when you're exposed to so many different cultures. It's actually it's healing. It brings a sense of happiness. And I don't think most people think of it that way, but that's been my experience, that I learned so much depth from each different culture that I will bring into the center that I would not have experienced just, you know, my everyday life going around. So that has been a great gift to me, and it is something that I'm able to give to others. This is the way I've managed to translate, I would say, the way that spirit works through humanity, is by bringing different colors of intelligence and genius and love that really connects us all. And you can experience it by actually either through the music, through the art, through any of the healing techniques. And a lot of that is very funny and fun and, you know, even within a training. So that's what I love about it and doing. And I think it just expands us, our souls. It just expands our souls. So.
Yeah, that's lovely. And I agree with you. And the reason I bring this up is because I want all of our listeners to think about the fact that the Open Center is a wonderful organization. But if you really want to support culture and different cultures, if you want to see more black, brown, red, yellow, whatever color a person is, whatever culture it is, it could be something Russian, it could be something Chinese, it could be something from another part of the world, we actually need the support of that. People need to go in and check out these programs and support them so that they will continue to thrive at the Open Center.
So, yeah, you're also supporting a lot of social issues that are connected and very close to the heart of, especially to the presenters in this series. They also represent a people, and they want to bring the beauty of that culture and those people to you. And you can't experience that unless you show up.
That's so true. That's so true. So I thank you so much. I think that's wonderful. And I'm hoping that this and future programs are very, very successful. And Nathaniel, how can people reach you otherwise? Because I'm sure there's a whole portfolio of things that people can connect with you on. How can they find you?
Sure. Well, they can always go on some of the social media handles, you know, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and they can find Kevin Nathaniel, you know, or they can email me, you know, at my email address. I don't know if I can give that out.
It's up to you. You're welcome to.
Okay, because I have a big mailing list.
Okay.
And I send out flyers every other week or so. So it's kevinmbira@hotmail.com. And I'll spell it KevinMbira, KevinMbira@hotmail.com.
Excellent. And so people can make that connection. And Araceli, I believe the Open Center also has a Facebook page, but how do people connect in to find out what's coming up?
Well, I mean, just go to www.opencenter.org, and then you'll also find our handles there. You'll find your class there and Kevin's class there. By the way, I just want to make sure people understand that Kevin is really a master at the Mbira and one renowned world player of it. So, and also has taught thousands of people to play it. So, yes, we do have a few masters in this series. want to be everywhere. So also make sure you also can call and ask questions at times at 212-219-2527 extension 0. And
Repeat
sometimes,
that. Repeat that.
212-219-2527 extension 0. And leave a message or speak to an agent. And, you know, if you've gone online and you have a question, then definitely give us a call. So.
Excellent. And if people want to find out a little bit more about the healing work through Qigong, my website is qigongonline.net. That's QIGONGONLINE.net. And you'll find a link there to, back to the Open Center as well, to be able to connect to this upcoming series as well as to other things that we have going on. I'm really happy to be part of the Open Center family, and I'm happy to meet Kevin there. We've met at other events in the past, and we interact online quite a bit. So I'm really happy that you're doing this. It's wonderful, and I'm really pulling for this kind of work to be very successful because I'm aware of so many more musicians, artists, and healers who don't have an opportunity to come before the people and to be given a chance to expand their work. So, as we support this, we make room for more help.
Listen to someone.